Welcome to Buy Me a Coffee number 13 from the Driftwood Podcast, the exclusive stuff we make for you guys. I'm Daniel the Wizard.
Howdy y'all, Fox here.
And here we go. We just recorded TDP number 73.
Yeah, it was wooktastic.
Yeah, we discussed being wooks. We go over like a couple of different definitions. Hopefully, I'm going to try to get the things that we use together and actually put it with it, right? I'm actually really going to try on this one. I hope that we started it out a little different. We just kind of read a couple of things and we detailed out what a wook was based on one definition on Urban Dictionary. We listed that out and we went down the list one by one. This is actually how we do stuff. When we have a definition of something, we identify the singular things and then we go down the singular things one by one. So that's what we did on the episode. Then we got past all that and we just talked a little bit about, you know, are we wook? What is it to be wook? And then discussing about labeling things wook and being taboo. And then here we are now. Do you have a determination, David, on, you know, we are, on the podcast, I said that we are the best wook podcast. What do you think about that?
Well, I think part of what we did was tried to find out if we were actually closet wooks, like that.
Like we fear the guy that you were having the conversation with. Maybe.
Maybe he's right. Maybe we were wooks, wookish.
I still think it's potential that we seem as wooks to people that don't understand us, right? Because are odd creatures, right?
For sure.
And we've been more expressive in being odd creatures.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's part of Driftwood too, though.
Yeah.
Being expressive in who you really are.
Yes, of course.
Finding that person. It's a lot of work, a lot of time. Mm-hmm. But I think the good thing about the episode, what the episode did, was it allowed us to kind of take an example of somebody saying something about us, right? Mm-hmm. Saying something about the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then being able to kind of address it and break it down and not really getting emotional about it. I wasn't emotional about it at any point. I thought it was hilarious when you sent it to me. I laughed so hard when I saw that, man. Because you sent it to me in text before I saw it on Facebook, and the first thing I said was, Wook Podcast, LOL. And then I'll go to Facebook, and I see that that's actually what you commented to. I was like, all right, cool. We grasped on the same thing.
Nice. Yep. Yeah, but only, I don't know. See, that again, that makes me think maybe there's some wookishness going on if we both had the same kind of like,
Same wookishness, the same wookish behavior. I don't know. There was a lot of things that we discussed on the podcast. It was only like 45 minutes or something like that. It was shorter than what we normally do, but it's kind of like the hashtag National Absurdity Day one that we did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of a buffer. We talk about a lot of heavy things, a lot of things that are, I mean, they make you think, they make you contemplate, right? So every week of that, right, it gets heavy. Right? So
yeah.
you gotta let it simmer. You gotta give time.
I guess we were kind of grateful for this, the Wook comment, because yeah, we had something else heavy lined up.
Yeah, we've been dealing with a lot of stuff. The thing about growth is it never stops, right? So we'll always have things to talk about if we're talking about growth.
That's like science. Science always grows.
It does always grow.
The labor of knowledge.
The labor of knowledge. The labor of love is what it seems like sometimes.
Mm.
The labor of knowledge. You know, it's interesting that that's the German
breakdown
of the word.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wissenschaft. So, well, if you view labor in the sense of like just being something that you have to actively do.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It requires work.
Effort.
Mm-hmm. Effort. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Certainly is. Science is definitely a labor of knowledge. It's work to acquire that knowledge.
Yes. Yes.
In some ways, what we do take a scientific approach to doing the podcast. You know, we look at what's there. Mm-hmm. We analyze what's there. We take the data that's there. And we before we record, we actually hypothesize with what we think as far as how some of these things may go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right? And then afterwards we discuss and we go over those things and we talk about this stuff regularly. We talk about the episodes. How many hours a week do you think that we talk about these episodes?
Dude, it's almost like a full-time job. Really.
I'm going to say at least you and I shared conversation about 15 hours a week without being together recording, like phone calls, text messages. Mm-hmm. I would say if we took minutes on those things,
exchanging information,
it passes back and forth quite regularly. Yeah. Resources. Mm-hmm. I think we need to get better about keeping track of the resources. We share a bunch of resources with each other, and they definitely help build to what we get to. Mm-hmm. I don't think we do a good enough job tracking it. I certainly don't.
They add to the thought process for sure. So yeah, there should be some acknowledgement, perhaps.
And I was talking to you earlier, you know, there's a song that I listen to, right? You know, being called a Wook. And I'm like, the first thing I think about is a song by Kid, K-Y-D-D, called Wear It Well. And mm-hmm. I played it for mm-hmm. you, right? And it's one of the lyric is on the chorus is, I'm what you say I am, and I wear it well. Mm-hmm. So if you think I'm a Wook podcast, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. okay, we are the best Wook podcast.
Let's be the best.
We're going to be the best Wook podcast. Because if you think that this is a Wook podcast, well, you need a really good example of it so you can share it with people so you can let them know what a Wook podcast looks like. Yes. And I appreciate that. Yes. I really do.
Yep. Point it out. Point it out to everyone.
Let everyone know.
Look at this Wookish podcast.
Look how foolish they are. You know what? When we record this episode, we're with the recorded episode. Are you ballsy enough to put it in that group?
Oh, no. I have to look at the rules. I have a feeling the rules might be like no link sharing or something.
What if you create another account and slide it in a couple weeks?
Oh,
because you got to remember, it's gonna be a couple weeks before it releases. So we got Monday, and then the next Monday it'll release the next Monday, right? You got time. You got time to be like, hey, you know that comment that I was hearing the other day? Those fucking assholes recorded a podcast about it. What about that, dude? That might be some undercover marketing.
Infiltration. Nice, I like it.
Infiltrate the supplier, or infiltrate the dealer, find the supplier. Mm-hmm, 21 mm-hmm, Jump Street.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Take over the supply.
David, buy me a coffee. Do you have anything for our people of Buy Me a Coffee? First-time listeners. You got anything for first-time listeners?
First-time listeners.
If this is the first Buy Me a Coffee they've come to, what do you got for them?
If you're a Wook, keep listening, because there's definitely something here for you.
If you've been called a Wook and you don't think that you are, you're in the right spot.
Oh, yes. Then you're definitely in the right place.
Boom. There's some marketing right there. Have you been called a Wook and you know you're not a Wook?
Yep.
Check us out.
Driftwood. Yep.
Check out Driftwood.
Yeah.
Drift Wook. I think that can be a t-shirt. You'd make the D look like a K.
Yeah.
Drift Wook. I think, dude. Oh, man, this is fun. This is clever. It builds itself, man.
The best Drift Wook podcast.
Drift Wook. Oh, we can do like a series where it's the Drift Wook this week, like maybe the spook.
The Wook of the week. The what now?
The ghost of the week. Like, it's Halloween coming up, bro.
Yeah.
Ooh, is this going to release around Halloween?
Sounds about right. I don't know. I've lost track of which one we released.
I don't know what day of the month we're on, honestly. We are on the 14th, so
yeah, still.
Monday is released for the next one, so that's 4 days from now, so the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And then 7 days from that would be really close to the first.
Mm-hmm.
So close to Halloween. I just did really quick math. I have no fucking clue how right I am or wrong I am.
Yeah,
so
we'll find out.
Live with it. I think Halloween's on a Sunday, so that would make the Monday a one. But maybe we can release it on Sunday. Halloween. Early. Special edition.
Yeah.
We talk about being Wooks.
For Halloween. Dress up as Wooks for Halloween.
You know, we can market it that way.
Yeah, sure.
The best Wook podcast just in time for Halloween.
Nice.
Wow. Dude, if we had any fans gained, bye. Maybe not. It might gain some different fans.
Get in touch with your inner Wook.
I don't know, man. You can't take all this stuff that we talk about that seriously. You can't take it personal. You really do got to take a chance to just be okay with what it is. You know, because if you're taking these things personal, when people call you things, man, like, it's a lot. Because I get called shit all the time, dude.
The thing is, okay, so just in defense of Wooks, I think a lot of people believe a lot of stuff. Now, depending on how common that is to you, it may seem absolutely crazy or really quite regular, quite normal, you know? So, you know, different faiths around the world. I mean, there's some bizarre, like animism, they believe that there's a spirit in everything, that everything has a soul, even a rock or a, you know, whatever. So it's like, wow, okay. Or is that a fire, that they believe fire is alive? Anyway, there's ridiculous beliefs that we think is ridiculous because it's not normal to us.
Yeah. And I think, like, so we've said it on several podcast episodes, like, man, I don't even really know if I believe this, but I'm trying, right? I'm seeing, I'm curious, like, you know, there's a lot of those things. But, you know, we're on Buy Me a Coffee. I want to shout out to Paul,
Hello, Paul,
who's a supporter. But I actually
thank you, Paul.
Paul, if you're listening, you know, you actually brought up to me liberation psychology, and I actually want to invite you on to talk about that. If you happen to listen to this, Paul, respond or whatever, I'll reach out to you as well. But yeah, I'd like to formally invite you on to come to the podcast, talk about liberation psychology, because ever since you brought some of those things up to me, you know, I've been curious about it, right? But
I'd like to be educated, yes.
Yeah. So, so Paul's one of our supporters. Want to give a huge shout out to him, helps make this possible. So we appreciate you, Paul. And if you don't want to come on, that's absolutely okay too. I'm not trying to, this is all on the private buy me a coffee stuff. So not many people are hearing this.
Right.
If you want more people to hear it, you can share it. We did mention your name several times.
Wow. Famous.
Anyways, guys, this is it for the Buy Me a Coffee. 10 minutes in. I'm sorry we couldn't give you guys more. We're hoping to plan to do some, like, maybe some live streams on Facebook or YouTube. Maybe we'll do it through StreamYard. We're trying to get that situated. We got a couple things to address and some people to talk to maybe figure out some things. So hopefully we got some things going. And I think that we're probably going to be making videos a lot sooner than I'd anticipated, because people keep asking me about YouTube and I keep telling them not yet, but we're working on it. So,
well, like James Percival was saying in his, one of his live streams or one of his podcast episodes, move the pieces you have, and I think that's what we're doing more.
Dude, that was our podcast. That was us that said that.
We were telling, so, like, well, that's classic. We do a podcast to tell ourselves what to do.
Yeah, move the pieces that you have in front of you. Don't wait for pieces. Move the things you got. So I spent 8 hours today trying to figure out how to get my MIDI keyboard to work. So Taylor Reagan, if you happen to be listening to this, you're the only person that I know that knows how that stuff works. I want your help. I may reach out to you too. But anyways, I love you guys. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate all of the support. This has been fun. I love doing this stuff, man. I really do. Really love this stuff. You guys have a fantastic whatever part of the day it is.